जय श्री राधे, हरे कृष्ण। Usually we begin class with a bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jai Radha Madhava, but for this special occasion we're going to do another bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is called Residing in a Place of Pleasure and Bliss, Amita Ananda Rangadavasi. It's from the Charanagati song collection. And we're going to do it in a certain way. We're going to sing the verses in Bengali, responsively, call and response, and then at the end is the English in versified translation that we'll just sing in unison. Is that clear? Call and response, and then unison for the English. Thank you. So a little, just briefly about the background, this bhajan is taken from the section of Sharanagati about rejecting things unfavorable for Krishna service. Remember these six steps of surrender in Sharanagati: humility, surrendering everything, thinking of the Lord as one's protector and maintainer, accepting things favorable, and rejecting things unfavorable. So these songs, there's four songs in the rejecting things unfavorable section. First one is about things we know. Don't take food not offered to Krishna, don't associate with non-devotees, don't read books, etc., etc. Those things we're familiar with. The next section is where Bhaktivinoda talks about the six philosophers of India, the five philosophers, atheistic philosophers, karma mimamsa, how he rejects them. And then he talks about mayavadis and materialists. We don't want either of their association, especially the mayavadis. But then the last song, he enters into his swarup, into his eternal form, which he identifies himself with in the beginning of this bhajan, and then talks about things unfavorable in the spiritual world. Okay, so this is the meaning of the bhajan. Amita Ananda Rangadavasi Radhika Madhava Charana Dasi. Dunhara Miwane Anandakari Dunhara Viyoge Dukete Mari. Ki stali nahi hari nayane, deki le sarvake paraye mane. Ye pratikula chandara saki prane dukha pai tan hera deke. Radhika kunja andhara kari laite chahi se radhara hari. Si radha govinda milana suka pratikula jana nahiri muka. Radha pratikula yate ka jana sambhasane kabuna haye mana. Vakati vinoda si radha charane sampeche parana ati deyatane. Together. I am a blissful and grateful Dambasi, Radhika Madhava's faithful young Dasi. Meetings between the divine couple thrill me. If they're apart, it will probably kill me. Never will I want to see Chandravali, Shaibya and her other friends just upon me. Her friends reject Radha, why should I meet them? My heart is anguished whenever I see them. When they take Krishna to other locations, Radhika's soul undergoes desolation. Radha and Krishna share blissful embraces. Why should I look at the fault finder's faces? If Radha's rivals should come to my presence, I will not speak to them even a sentence. But the TV note puts his life in. Had Radha speak with the greatest of kin. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, this is the unfavorable condition in the spiritual world. The presence of Chandravali to Radharani's party. Isn't that so funny? Rejecting things unfavorable. Yeah, so Radharani is one of the left-wing gopis, and Chandravali and her party, the right-wing gopis. The left-wing gopis are called the Vama side, and they are not afraid to be confrontational to Lord Krishna. Whereas the Dakshina gopis on the right-hand side, they are always very submissive and very obedient. So when we were discussing this at the Krishna house recently, one of the students asked, you mean there's conflict in the spiritual world? Even in the spiritual world, there's not unity? People can't get along? So we were explaining how this sort of conflict is very enjoyable to Krishna. He enjoys the diversity, like men would enjoy women fighting over them. So Krishna is enjoying this conflict, alleged conflict between his devotees. Therefore, it is all on the spiritual platform. All differences can be reconciled in Krishna, and especially in Radha's pastimes, because she is the embodiment of Ladini Shakti. She is the pleasure potency of the Lord. You know, he has these three potencies: eternality, knowledge, and bliss. And we're all seeking these things. We all would like to live forever. We all want to know what's going on, and we all want to be joyful. But of the three, the joyfulness is the most desired. And therefore, Radharani is the first emblem of Krishna's glory. So today, when we're celebrating Radhastami, recognize how her presence is in all of our lives. As Srila Prabhupada said when he was arriving in this Western world, my brothers, Radharani's mercy alone will make you happy. So if you are seeking Ananda anywhere else, you'll be frustrated. But if you're seeking Ananda by the grace of Radharani, you will be satisfied. And then all the inconsistencies in our lives, all of the heartbreaks, all of the setbacks, all of the successes and joys, all of those things become reconciled because Radharani is our sole source of joy and meditation. As an example of how she reconciles all things, there's this beautiful story Giriraj Maharaj tells. In the first wave of devotees from ISKCON who went to India in the late 60s, early 70s, there were two devotees who were having an argument. Revati Nandana was saying, Krishna and Balaram are non-different. And Jamuna was saying, well, no, there is a difference because Krishna's relationship with Radharani is different than Balaram's relationship with Radharani. So they're going back and forth. Finally, Tamal Krishna Maharaj took the argument to Prabhupada to ask his opinion. He said, Prabhupada, Revati Nandana says that Krishna and Balaram are non-different. Prabhupada said, he is right. And then he said, but Prabhupada, Jamuna says that Krishna's relationship with Radharani is different than Balaram's relationship with Radharani. Prabhupada said, she is right. And he said, but Prabhupada, they can't both be right. He said, you're right. In this way, Radharani reconciles all of the differences in our lives. This is why her day is so very important. The emotions that Radharani expresses are mixed. And this is called, I believe, pratijalpa is the technical term, when there are various kinds of, sometimes even conflicting emotions arising in the devotees' exchanges with Krishna. For example, in the last verse of the Shikshastakam, in which Lord Chaitanya is quoting Radharani, speaking in this mood of Radharani, he says, Ashlishiva padaratam panashtumam adarshanamam hatam karotiva yata tata va vidhati vampato matpananatas tu sa eva napara. Krishna, you are free to handle me roughly by your embrace or make me brokenhearted by not being present before me. You're completely free to do anything and everything, and still you are my worshipful Lord unconditionally. Srila Prabhupada explains that in this prayer are mixed emotions. There's envy, there's like envy if he's going to other women, or there's anger, and yet at the same time there's submission and faithfulness. All of these mixed together create this delicious variety that is found in the spiritual world. So there is the homogeny of worship of Krishna and the homogeny of everyone is wanting to get the mercy of Radharani. Those are the consistencies. But how they manifest are as individual as the devotees in the Alachua community. So I want to keep on schedule here, so a few more things to say. At least one thing, I'd like to read the 25 qualities of Radharani. We always hear on this day from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radharani is, her chief transcendental qualities are, she is very sweet, she is always freshly youthful, her eyes are restless, she smiles brightly, she has beautiful, auspicious lines, she makes Krishna happy with her bodily aroma, she is very expert in singing, her speech is charming, she is expert in joking and speaking pleasantly. She is very humble and meek. She is always full of mercy. She is cunning. She is expert in executing her duties. She is shy. She is always respectful. She is always calm. She is always grave. She is expert in enjoying life. She is situated at the topmost level of ecstatic love. She is the reservoir of loving affairs in Gokula. She is the most famous of submissive devotees. She is very affectionate to elderly people. Jayalachua. She is very submissive to the love of her friends. She is the chief gopi, and she always keeps Krishna under her control. So you see the various contradictions are there. She is the most submissive, and yet she always keeps Krishna under her control. This is like the perfect Indian housewife, right? On the surface, yes, yes, pati. But nothing happens without her approval. So when we were, when we're hearing about Radharani, discussing Radharani, these various qualities show that she is a reservoir of all rasas, all different moods. And because there are so many various directions her mood can take in her relationship with Krishna, they sometimes manifest simultaneously in contradictory ways. And perhaps the most famous example of this is the pastime of Radharani and the, speaking to the bumblebee. Apparently this is a big pastime today. We're going to do it twice. We're going to do it now, and then there'll be another presentation in the afternoon. So to present this morning, I'm going to ask my friend Christina Kelly from Krishna House, one of our esteemed graduates, to play the part of Radharani. And we're going to project the poetry of the Srimad Bhagavatam on the screen for everyone to follow. Now, the background of this pastime occurs, of course, after Krishna has left Vrindavan. He's gone to Mathura, he has killed Kamsa, and he has gone off to school. So he's taken care of all of his business, but then he has a problem. Krishna has a problem that he told all his friends in Vrindavan he'd be back, and yet he's been away from his parents and others in Mathura for so long, he wants to stay. So he decides to send Uddhava, his cousin, to Vrindavan with a secret message for the gopis to make sure that they know that he is always present in their hearts. So Uddhava has never been to Vrindavan. Uddhava is a Mathura Vasi, later a Dwarka Vasi, he's with the Yadus, he knows Krishna in this majestic way. But his first trip to Vrindavan is quite an eye-opener for him. So he is giving the secret message sent by Krishna to the gopis, which is, in short, that I'm everywhere, how could you be separated from me? And so at this time they're taking it. Okay, that makes sense. But later, in Kurukshetra, he tries the same thing again. They're not buying. No, you're coming back to Vrindavan with us. But the gopis being pacified, Uddhava looks up and he sees that this one gopi has kind of wandered off and she's talking to the bumblebee. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is such beautiful literature when the standard meter through which most of the verses are spoken goes on. When there's a different speaker, often the meter will change. And it will change to two or three or four different varieties, such as the Brahma Samhita meter and others. But in this particular case, in Radharani's speech, it's a unique meter which is used rarely or not at all elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, a 15-meter beat. So here are the prayers from Radharani, or the conversation with the beast in the same meter. So Sukadeva says, one gopi, Radha, thought of Krishna so intensively, she started a discussion with a passing honeybee. Imagining the insect was a messenger instead, she thought he'd take a message back to Krishna, so she said,
do not touch your whiskers to my foot. They have kumkum on them from a rival's breast, for Krishna's garland was crushed upon them. She can have him. Surely one who sends little envoys like you always will be ridiculed in Mathura by the Yadus. Krishna made us taste his nectar lips for a single hour, then he left us like a honeybee tastes and leaves a flower. Why does Goddess Lakshmi serve his feet? Does she never realize Krishna has enchanted her and stolen her mind with his lies? Why do you sing on about this Krishna to us who lost him? We have heard it all. You should perform for the girls who got him. Krishna knows their smoldering desires and he gratifies them. Do not bother us with your requests. Why not go and try them? How his arching eyebrows grace the smiles of that charming Krishna. Women throughout heaven, earth, and hell can never resist him. Goddesses of fortune serve the dust in which he's standing. We have nothing left except his name, which we're always chanting. Keep your little head off of my feet. I know what you're doing. Krishna taught diplomacy to you, which you're clearly using. He abandoned us. Although for him, we gave up our families. Where's his gratitude? He shall receive no new message from me. Conquered by his Sita, he disfigured a lusty lady, then killed a monkey monarch in a way that was very shady. After taking everything from Bali, the king, he bound him. Let's give up this person, even if we must talk about him. Hearing all those things that Krishna does fills the ears with nectar. Normal people taste a single drop and become collectors. Giving up their homes and families, they arrive quite often here to live like wretched roving birds begging in Vrindavan. Like some foolish deer who trusts the hunter's enchanting singing, faithfully we trusted Krishna's words, like the ones you're bringing. Now we feel excruciating lust that his touch created. Kindly talk no more about your Krishna. We're saturated.
As the gopi spoke, the honeybee darted from her presence. When she couldn't see the bee, her anger grew obsolescent. Fearing that the bee told Krishna how all her words attacked him, when the bee returned, she tried to soften and then retract them.
Friend of my beloved, is it he who has sent your message? Tell me how to show you due respect. Would you like my blessings? Why would Krishna, who we can't forget, call us in this fashion? After all, dear bee, Lakshmi herself is his staunch companion. Uddhava, we can't believe that Krishna no longer lives here. All his friends, his parents, and his home. Does he still remember? Does he ever talk about his maidservants in the forest? When will his guru-scented hand once more touch our foreheads? Surely Krishna tells the city ladies they cannot please him as much as we gopis do, and soon he'll get up and leave them. Coming back to us, he will declare, all throughout creation, no one has your qualities. I want your association.
To hear these loving statements left Uddhava so impressed, he raced to Mathura, entered the palace, and expressed to Balaram and Krishna and to Krishna's entourage, everyone, ecstatic love for Krishna overwhelms the land of Raj. Arrivo. Christina memorized all those verses. So, Christina, what was it like going deep into the meditation of this kind of bipolarity that Radharani is expressing?
It definitely stretched my acting skills. At first, when I was practicing the verses, I was a little more toned down. But then I went back to the 10th canto and read the commentaries and all about how the previous acharyas described Radharani's moods, and I realized I really need to kick this up a few notches, because they're so detailed. It's such a wonderful part of the Bhagavatam. I've been practicing Krishna consciousness for about 2 years now, and a lot of my study has been more philosophically oriented. I do service at the Bhaktivedanta Institute, so we're all kind of up in our heads. And so this was a really amazing meditation for me, just being able to go through all of these emotions. And then, furthermore, this morning I was at Krishna House, and the Vaishnavis were helping me get ready, and I realized, wow, this is also in the Shastra, that Radharani has her gopis helping her dress and put on, doing her hair and makeup and jewelry. So much grace from Radharani that I really felt like, oh, like I get to feel just experience just a tiny bit of what she experiences. And so I really want to thank the Krishna House Vaishnavis for that, especially Bia and Gayatri Chintalapati. But yeah, it's just been a wonderful and ecstatic and this heart-enriching experience, just understanding that, you know, the philosophy is important, but really bhakti is about the emotion.
Thank you so much. Hare Bol. So does anyone, we'll be finishing in a few minutes here for Abhishek. Anyone like to make any other comments or reflections on Radharani or ask any questions? Besides Pran Govinda Prabhu? The reservoir of all knowledge? The verses.
Yeah.
Well, the Bhagavatam is poetry. So the idea is to try to present Bhagavatam for the English-speaking audience as if we could hear it in the original Sanskrit. What would it be like? And it's very packed, as you see. There's so much comes so quickly. Vridhananda Maharaj was pointing out recently that we tend to think of written language as an advancement of human civilization. In fact, it's evidence of the decline of human civilization. You know, like as you get older, you got to write things down to remember them. But when you're young and have a good memory, you don't have to write it down. You just remember, yes, yes, of course. I mean, we all experience that. As we get older, we walk from, what did I come in here for? So the written word of Bhagavatam is very packed. And to hear it in English really is intense like that, like you see. So anyway, I just basically plagiarized the original verses and try to make them adhere to the meter and be in the poetic presentation. Well, thank you. Yes. What else? Other thoughts, comments? Okay. How are you observing Radhastami today? Anybody want to share any special vows or meditations? They're all very secret.
Fasting till noon. One simple thing that I was thinking was that, first of all, there was the brilliant statement by Srila Prabhupada how Krishna is, all throughout the world, everyone is always trying to develop their appreciation, love for Krishna, and meditate on love of God, but God is meditating on Radha.
Mm-hmm.
And Radha becomes pleased when we remember her Krishna. So my meditation is praying to Radharani to please help me always remember your Lord Krishna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, last week I was with a group of people who are really not familiar with bhakti, you know, to the degree of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And because I wasn't going to be there this week, I was telling them about Madan Mohan and Madan Mohan Mohini. Mm. I went out on a limb to see how they would react. And it was amazing, because it is such an amazing concept that God is the most attractive. But who attracts the most attractive is Srimati Radharani. And that, there was a lot of stunned silence. I could see people just processing that concept of someone can attract the most attractive, who is God. And this is one aspect that I've been meditating on all week about Srimati Radharani. She is the attractor of millions of cupids.
It is amazing, isn't it, in our Judeo-Christian idea of God, he's an orphan, he's a loner, you know, he's a single, going on Tinder or something, you know, has no companionship, and how
angry,
yeah, no wonder he's angry.
I always say God
God who lets his hair down, yes.
Krishna is God who lets his hair down.
Yes, yes. That's right. Krishna at home, God at home. And Srila Prabhupada says that you might meet a big influential man, but you cannot know his personal affairs very easily until you really get to know him. So in the same way, Krishna is having all of these incredible relationships. And he carries his flute around. You know why Krishna carries his flute around? To make sure everybody knows he's not working. He's just he's just there for fun. One of my godbrothers used to say, "Thank God for Krishna."
Prabhupada would say, "You never see Krishna smoking. He's not going to the factory. He's always just enjoying."
Oh, always enjoy. But how can he enjoy without Radharan? This is Okay. Anything else? All right. So thank you very much for allowing me to be with you this morning, and hope you have a wonderful Radhasami. We'll begin now with the Abhishek for Chota Radhakrishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Radharani ki jai.